you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, Susan Slaughter with us, a paranormal investigator whose investigative works can be seen on series like Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunters International, The Dark Zone TV, Travel Channel's Paranormal Caught on Camera. For the past 16 years, Susan has investigated supernatural phenomena in more than 30 countries worldwide, in multiple historical locations from ancient Incan and Mayan temples to the hidden tunnels and crypts of the Knights Templar. Through her research, she has developed a keen understanding of death and the spirit realm. Susan, welcome to the program. Looking forward to chatting with you tonight.
Hi, George. Thank you so much for having me. The pleasure's all mine. Trust me.
How did you get involved in this?
Well, I think like most people that get involved in the paranormal, you know, it's through personal experience and trying to understand, you know, what was happening. Some of my earliest memories in my life were paranormal occurrences. And like, I guess when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I remember being visited by, you know, orbs of light, seeing shadow people, and expressing that to my mother, you know, who kind of, you know, nurtured that curiosity instead of shunned it, you know. And as I got older, you know, the experiences started getting a little bit more and more profound, and I just wanted to understand, you know, what was it that I was experiencing? What are these light beings? What are these shadow figures? And so my father, you know, put a K2 meter in my hand when I was 13 years old and said, next time you see something in the room, turn this device on and see if it corroborates your experience. And that was like the first idea that I had, that, you know, I could actually use devices to help teach me, you know, what I was experiencing. And so that was the birth of the investigator, I guess.
Did your mother have these abilities as well?
Well, I mean, I would say that the person in my family that was more with the abilities was my father. You know, he was the one who taught me how to read tarot. My mother, you know, she's a devout Catholic, you know, she was taught by nuns her whole life.
Yeah.
You know, she was the one handing me, you know, like rosaries and statues of Archangel St. Michael for protection. And whenever I had a paranormal experience, you know, she interpreted it as archangels, you know, guarding me. And then, you know, my dad was like, oh, you know, they might be spirits, or maybe you have a gift. And so they allowed me to nurture that curiosity, which was great. And when I was about 18 years old, you know, I'm born and raised in Miami, and I was watching television series, you know, seeing other people. Well, I was watching Ghost Hunters, you know, back on the Sci-Fi Channel. Mm-hmm. And I was like, people actually, you know, investigate this. And I thought it was something that was only on television until, you know, I saw a car in my neighborhood wrapped that said League of Paranormal Investigators on the side. And there was a website. And I was like, what? So these people exist. And so I immediately reached out to them and I said, hey, if you need me to sift through, you know, audio or video, if you need me to just like run and grab you coffee while you're on investigations, I'm your guy. And then eventually they let me join the team. And that's what started my professional career as an investigator.
And you've never looked back, have you?
Never looked back. I mean, I think it's my calling. Honestly, like, how do you go back after you touch this type of energy, after you experience it, you know? It's the most profound question that, you know, civilizations are built on. Some of the oldest texts in the world, the oldest ideas of the world are based around spirituality, and like the whole religions and kingdoms are built around the idea of life after death and how to live your life according to it, you know? And so once you touch that, you know, you open Pandora's box, there's definitely, you're going down the rabbit hole, you know?
What have you learned, Susan, over the years about what the spirit realm might be?
You know, when I first started investigating, compared to where I'm at now, my views have completely changed. I've learned to lean on, you know, my experiences more so. For instance, on investigations, things that I've noticed, I've come across, the things that I've captured in audio and on film and on, you know, on devices, is what I kind of lean towards, more of a scientific, explainable thing, you know, which is the majority of the ghosts that we encounter in haunted locations, I believe to be recordings of sorts within the atmosphere, something that still holds a bit of intelligence to it, only bit, like that's, you know, sparked through a memory. And what I mean by that is, you know, you could go to a place where there's the white lady that shows up at the top of the stairs, and you could pick up, you know, anomalous, like disembodied voices, or maybe pick up things on camera at that location. And it's the same memory replaying over and over again. But it's not necessarily what I believe to be actual human spirit. It's just a recording in the atmosphere. But that being said, there are so many layers to paranormal phenomena outside of a ghost, outside of a haunting, which I believe to be like a spiritual recording within the environment. There's also non-human entities out there, things that, you know, are conscious and intelligent, but don't necessarily exist within, you know, a physical being, you know? So these are like non-physical entities. And I've discovered that they're sentient, they can interact, and, you know, they live, you know, on the electromagnetic spectrum and light spectrum, from ultraviolet to, you know, infrared, you know. So what's crazy about that is that these beings have the ability to travel with light, you know. And so I've come across that. There's also non-human entities that have the ability to appear in, you know, almost like an animistic way. And so every time I've come across, you know, these types of beings or entities, like it just shifts everything you know about the field, you know. It's a lot.
How did Magic Susan enter all of this?
Well, my father, you know, is a practicing Wiccan. He passed away, you know, 14 years ago, wow. So he's no longer with us.
Sorry to hear that.
But was a very well-known member in the pagan and Wiccan communities. And I was introduced to magic that way. And I feel like it resonated a lot with me as a person. I'm not necessarily Wiccan. I do consider myself to be a witch, and I do practice forms of ritual. And I do, you know, commune with non-human entities.
I notice your Instagram is Susan the Dragon Witch.
That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
So, you know, I definitely identify with that as a lifestyle, with my practices, but all of the things that I take into my practices as a witch, I take from, you know, variations of different religious backgrounds. You know, I will have on my altar, you know, Archangel Saint Michael right next to Baphomet and Hecate, as well as Shiva and Naga Kanya and Mami Wata and, you know, Oshun, you know. So everything, you know, is all encompassing because those energies are very real in every single religion. You know, they all have different names, but they all represent these non-human entities that are these intelligent beings here to assist humans in the three-dimensional reality, you know.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're going to be at the Conscious Life Expo. I'll see you out there.
I am going to be there. I'm very excited about it. I'm doing one of my most favorite things I love to do, which is seances. I have three that I'll be hosting, and I'm very, very excited about it. It's something that I'm very passionate about, helping people access their own psychic abilities to commune with other entities. And so it's going to be a bit of a workshop, a bit of a counseling session where people can connect with extraterrestrials that they choose, their higher selves, you know, human or non-human, you know, energies. So I'm very excited about that. And I'm also moderating a panel on the use of divination for, you know, magical purposes.
And, of course, divination works in a big way, dowsing and all that, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we're going to have some amazing people on the panel from so many different walks. You know, we're going to have Miss Gabrielson, who's a near-death experiencer, and she accessed some of her abilities through, you know, coming close to death on several occasions. We have other channelers like Maureen the Oracle, and then we have Alexandra, who, you know, she channels the Golden Arrow. We have Kadrick Olson, who's, you know, very well-known witch in Los Angeles, who does all sorts of, you know, runes and bone readings. And we've got Travis McHenry, who's a occultist and also has his own line of tarot cards. And it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm very excited about it. I was there last year, and I got to meet a lot of these people. And, you know, if you've done Conscious Life Expo, so you know you meet so many interesting people, whether they're ufologists, whether they're, you know, quantum physicists, whether they're paranormal investigators like me or witches or oracles. And you just get in the most amazing conversations late night around a glass of wine, you know. I remember having such amazing conversations with Apollo, you know, who's giving me readings on, like, what type of starseed I was. And, like,
they're very good at what they do.
They're fantastic, you know, and it's really great to kind of, like, rub elbows with everybody and kind of take information, you know. And that's another reason why Conscious Life Expo, the people that go there, you have thousands upon thousands of people who are enlightened and spiritual that are willing to open Pandora's box, who are willing to go down that energetic rabbit hole and have these conversations. And so when you go to the Hilton during that weekend, it's just so incredibly supercharged. And the reasons why I'm hosting my seances there and doing three of them this year. Last year I did one and it was such a hit.
That's intense, isn't it? Three?
Yeah. Three's nuts. And you know what? I've never done that before. I might regret it, George.
How long do they last each?
Oh, gosh, at least 2 hours.
Wow.
It's, you know, at first I do a little bit of like a historical, you know, introduction to spiritualism, which, you know, is a little controversial, you
sure.
know, like you think about the Fox sisters in the Victorian era and how they were con artists and it kind of gave spiritualism a bad name.
Mm-hmm.
Houdini hated seances and didn't believe in it at all, you know, and the result, it was considered hoo-ha, but to be honest, like you can't let a few people ruin it for everyone else, you know, and so I'm trying to bring it back and show the proper way to utilize tools like a Ouija board, to utilize tools like, you know, pendulums with scrying boards. I also do a gallery reading where I go into a state of hypnosis and I read, you know, via possession, which is another practice that I do. And so it is a lot. And like I said, I might regret it. But to be honest, like I have so much fun, even though it's incredibly draining, but I do have a whole practice before every seance and after every seance to kind of clean my slate and like get
sure.
my energy right again, you know? And
what has been one of the strangest things that has happened while you've been conducting a seance?
Well, I'll tell you about the first time I ever used the spirit board. And
is a spirit board a Ouija board?
Right, correct, yeah.
I hate those things.
It's just not a name owned by Parker Brothers, you know?
Right.
But a spirit board before, you know, it was mass-produced, you know, as Ouija, it's the same thing. You know, they used to all be circular, like some of the original spirit boards out there. Very similar to, like, a scrying board today. But I guess the strangest thing that's ever happened was the first time I ever used a Ouija board. And I begged my mom, please let me get one. Like, here's this budding spiritualist over here who's into the paranormal. And she finally gave in and I got like one of those glow in the dark ones. And I convinced my mom and my dad to sit with me as I played with the spirit board. And, you know, I wasn't doing it correctly. I was holding the planchette alone, and I do believe that this is like a funneling of energy that you need with a group atmosphere. And I was harnessing all this energy all by myself that I could feel my wrist starting to get hot and my arms getting shaky. And I was getting these downloads of like the information that I wanted to move the planchette to, but I was like, you're not supposed to consciously move the planchette. Supposed to move on its own, right? And so I didn't push the planchette to the specific areas of the board that I was feeling led to. And so what ended up happening was full-blown possession. It was like whatever was trying to get its messages out, I wasn't doing it via the planchette on the board, and so it just fully took me in. And that was how I discovered my ability for channeling spirit. through allowing them to enter me as a physical vessel. And that was terrifying. I remember.
Have you ever been hurt?
I've never been hurt in any of my paranormal endeavors. Not once. I've never been scratched.
Is that unusual that you haven't been hurt?
Well, I think it all comes down to the approach and your intentions. You know, energies, like spirit energies at locations, because they don't have bodies to, you know, they're incorporeal entities. They can feel your intentions and your aura and your energy as you come in. And so I think, you know, before every investigation, I always have like the utmost respect for all the entities there, regardless of the reputation that they have, you know, or, you know, I don't go in there to exploit them. I go in there because I always have done this, you know, even though I ended up doing this for television and on productions, you know, for my entire career, the whole reason why I've ever done any of this was for my own understanding of supernatural phenomena. And I may have a little bit of a motive to like grow energetically to the point where I could become an ascended master, but that's neither here nor there. You know, I feel like we have to graduate, you know, from this plane of existence, you know, by opening all of these energetic boxes and understanding source energy. And I learned a lot through investigating the paranormal about that source energy. And I think going in there with the mentality in all my investigations, like, hey, teach me whatever you can. And if you can't, that's okay. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm not expecting you to perform. I'm not scared of you. And I love you. I always come in there, you know, like with this love energy. And I always try to lead investigations through my heart chakra, you know, mm-hmm. and not be so cerebral about it, you know, and let the energies kind of come to me with whatever they can. You know, a lot of the time when you watch these paranormal series, there's a lot of interrogation and, you know, there's a lot of bringing up and hashing out like old traumas that in a lot of these places they go to, people had horrible ends to their lives, you know, and have done horrible things, which causes these energies to stick around, you know, and when you go in there, like bad cop, interrogating these energies, you know, you are antagonizing them. You become aggressive and you're not leading with your heart, you know? And so I think that's the reason why I've never been attacked. But I've definitely had uncomfortable encounters, you know, like.
You do believe in demons, for example, right?
I believe that there are negative and positive aspects to every energy out there.
Yeah.
I don't believe in demons in a biblical sense. Like, I think that, you know, if Beelzebub is a true demon, you know, from the nether regions of hell, you know, he's not this all-encompassing negative entity. You know, all superior energies are neutral, to be honest. You know, they just rule within different realms of, you know, the light spectrum and, you know, different vibrational realities.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.